Hello, welcome to I Am Youth, where we bring you life explained. I am your host, Leo Love, and today is a very special day because we are opening up the door to a conversation that is often left in the shadows. It's often hidden. We're talking about what it means to have doubts in your faith, doubts about faith. We're here to create a safe space, right, to explore these questions and offer some guidance on how to navigate through them. So let's embark on the journey, Bocho, me together, and shed some light on those cloudy thoughts. Now, let's paint the picture, okay? Let's be human for a second or a couple minutes. Doubt can feel like a foggy path, obscuring the way forward. But remember, Even in the fog, friend, there's a path to be found. It's like you're in the road, right? And you're trying to see straight ahead. You know those times when you're going for the holidays and you have to make that long drive back home, okay? And you're traveling through terrible weather conditions, right? And you're trying to be safe. You're trying to be cool. But you can't see straight ahead. The only thing that's guiding you is the couple meters ahead that you can see of the road with the lights that you have of the car. That is what we mean by being guided by faith. Today we're exploring how to address and walk through doubts about faith. And let's clear the fog. Let's do it together and find clarity and understanding. It's important to understand doubts about faith. We're all about understanding. We're all about comprehension, but because by understanding something, hopefully you gain power by knowing how to navigate it through your comprehension. First, we need to acknowledge, okay, that doubts are a natural part of faith, of your faith journey. Okay, it's part of being human, and it's okay. It's okay. It's like being on a road trip, right? Sometimes we hit detours, babes. Sometimes we get lost, okay? And research from the Journal of Psychology and Theology highlights that questioning and having some levels of doubt can be a very important part of spiritual development. If anything, this could lead to a deeper faith and understanding. So don't beat yourself up, because doubts can prompt meaningful exploration and growth. But first, we need to give ourselves permission. Right? We need to give ourselves permission to feel, to explore, to question, right? We need to have interactive questions with ourselves and the ones that we know and love. Have you ever had doubts about your faith? What were they? What triggered them? And how did you handle them? Now, as we're continuing to explore the doubts in faith that we might have, it's important in addressing, right? It's important in addressing and working through those doubts. Now, as we mentioned before, having those questions is very important, right? But then some might say, but having questions is not enough. So how do you navigate through the doubts? What is the practical way of doing it, babes? Let me tell you something. Think of it as using a compass in the fog. Faith can help you, can help guide you as you're trying to navigate your way out, as you're trying to navigate your way to your final destination, if you will. Right? One effective way to address doubt is through open dialogue. I think people really do underestimate the power of speaking. Whew. When you speak, you're literally working through your feelings, and your feelings are just the most sacred parts of you, and they really are just the center stone, in my humble opinion, of how you can really try to understand yourself. And part of understanding yourself is an extension of your faith. Can be an extension of your faith, right? But so many of us have been told our words don't matter. So many of us have been told that our feelings don't matter. And as a result, that can prompt the doubt. If anything, it can make it worse. But conversation, having open dialogue is so, so important. James 1:5 even says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach. Can I get an amen? Now, studies do also show that engaging in discussions with trusted mentors, the key word there is trusted, babes, please, please do not be out here telling all your business to everybody and everybody. No, 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 no. Trusted mentor and spiritual leaders can provide clarity. They can give you some level of comfort during times of doubt, right? Talking through your doubts with others can help find the answers and some level of reassurance. And let me tell you the other T, okay? Because sometimes you may be seeking answers from other individuals and having these conversations, but the beauty of having a safe space in the presence of a trusted spiritual leader or a trusted mentor, sibling, family member, friend, whatever the case might be, is that they hold the safetiness of the space. And I truly do believe that when you feel safe and when you feel seen, you help guide the person in finding the answers for themselves. Imagine your doubts as somewhat clouds in the sky, right? So when you're talking with someone who has wisdom and experience, it's like the sun is breaking through those clouds because the sun feels safe enough to break through the clouds. And thus, you're able to have a clearer view. So really ask yourself, what are the methods of helping myself navigating doubts when I'm having doubts in my faith? What are the resources, right? How do I navigate this difficult time? And please be gentle with yourself as you continue to explore what that looks like. Finding strength in your community is so important. Finding community in your friendships, finding community in your sibling dynamics, finding community in your family dynamics, because let's be honest now, just because we share blood does not mean we are necessarily friends. Doesn't mean we're necessarily having some deep level of connectivity. So the word there that is so important is finding strength in community. Faith communities can really be a strong support system when doubt arises. And it may, darling. You are a human. And it's okay. But being part of a supportive group is like having a safety net. So when you fall, hopefully there are people there to catch you. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, right? And the beauty of having such a supportive network is that it can help you enhance your emotional well-being and provide valuable perspectives during times of doubt. Community is so important, y'all. It really, really is, especially living in a time where more and more individuals feel lonelier and more separated. Please reach out to your community. And if you do not have one, build. Oh, yes. I said it, friend. This is the season of building. Build your tribe. Build individuals, networks of individuals that you can share, you can have mutual respect and love for. And believe me, it is not easy. So as I am saying this to you, I am repeating it to myself. But most importantly, well, not most importantly, but one of the most important things is doubt can be a catalyst for growth. Oh, yes. Doubts don't have to be dead. Don't have to be a dead end. They can be a stepping stone to a deeper faith. Think of doubts as seeds, right? When nurtured, they truly can grow into strong trees of understanding. So trust that. Trust that in the midst of all of the chaos, in the midst of all of the unknown, the fear, the confusion, if you will. So many people can feel like they're being buried in the midst of all of that pain as you're going through doubt, because especially when you are trying to build something that you've never done before, or you are approaching a different job, a different circumstance, a different situation, whatever the case might be, it is the scariest thing because you have not collected enough evidence to prove that this is even going to work. But in those moments, trust. Trust that God has a plan for you. Trust that there is going to be a way forward. And don't ever, ever, ever regret being a good person to the right people. Because in doing that, you had faith that everything was going to be okay. And everything will be okay because you moved with pure intent.